This is the Closet Geek, episode 115 for February 18th, 2016.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hello, and welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my two brothers, John and Michael.
Hello.
And all right.
And Ryan will be joining us shortly. He's running a little late, so he'll pop in here probably in a couple minutes. So, but yeah,
we'll see.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Oh, man. I'm kind of mentally exhausted, to be honest.
Yeah, sorry. Here I am yawning.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, it's late. You know,
my
work is.
Yeah,
so
work is work.
Work wore you out. Work is work.
Work is work. Yeah, I enjoy my job, but it's tax season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. So you are a busy man for sure. Well, hopefully you were able to do some geeky stuff, but Let's talk about that.
This week in geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to go check out. So yeah. So I hope you guys did some stuff. I did some stuff, of course.
I did some stuff that I was surprised was going to happen. So.
Well, that's good. I'm going to go first tonight. I rarely go first.
You make a good point.
It's
go
true.
First.
So, I of course. Loved and keeping up on my weekly and web comics that I am enjoying thoroughly. Of course, Table Titans, Justice League 8, Tentco King, which is another fun one, and Motiferia, which is really cool. The Motiferia one is about based in medieval times where there was a big demon war, and the Motiferia were the organization that fought the demons in the demon war. And after that, all the demons had been banished, and, you know, then everyone got, you know, lazy after years of peace and stuff like that. But then, demons started showing up again, and there's only a couple members of Motiferia left. And so it focuses on the daughter of the leader, in order to fight the demon onslaught that is coming, she summons a demon to fight on her side. Because if you're the one summoning a demon, it has to you give it a task, and when it accomplishes the task, then the demon is set free. But until that task is not completed, it's basically a slave. Has to do what you say. So she summons basically the demon that was the most powerful demon in the demon war that they fought to fight on their side against the rest of the demons. And so she's like, you kill all the demons and stop this and then you can go free. And so that would be interesting. But the artwork's fantastic. Storyline is really good. It is just to warn some people, it can be a little bloody, you know, demons' heads getting chopped off and other stuff like that.
Demons War are, you know, demon wars, you know, people are going to get their heads cut off. What happened?
Well, that's the only way they can die.
You're telling me they're immortal. Is there like electricity afterwards?
Well, no.
There can be only one!
Then there's the quickening and everything, and everyone's like, that type of stuff's going on. But, no, that's really good. Really good. I really enjoy that. And and hello to Mr. Lard in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. We're just talking about things we did geeky this week so far. Also, of course, being the person, the brother that does the most gaming, although I see John did a bunch of gaming this week, so that's kind of fun. I rented Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U.
Okay.
And played that with my kids. Like, the first night that we rented it, we sat there, we just played and played, and my wife was sick, so she was just on the couch reading, and then, like, she's like, looks at the clock, she's like, do you know that you guys have been playing for 3 hours? And I'm like, no, but this is awesome.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, and it's kind of fun. That's a game that everyone enjoys, from the 2-year-old up to the 8-year-old, and everyone's taking turns, and, you know, the 2-year-old even won one time because, you know, it's just, you know,
smash the buttons.
And
that's why it's called Smash Brothers, right?
No, I'm just kidding. That's right. And he ended up winning one time, so it was kind of funny. And I wasn't letting him. So it's,
nice.
That was just how it worked out. So that was lots of fun. Definitely going to have to probably pick that one up. The kids really enjoyed it. So did that. Of course, playing Heroes of the Storm. Love playing that, getting on there. I tried a new character this week, Tyrande from the World of Warcraft series. She's a support hero and enjoyed playing her, and then played some Rocket League and had some fun doing that. So,
all right.
Yeah. Sweet Kicks with Bricks this week. I interviewed the Kickstarter Sentinels of the Multiverse Oblivion. And it's a
mouthful.
A co-op card game where you play a superhero battling a nemesis, and you have a specific deck. So it's not a deck building. You have a specific deck for each hero, and then you use the, you know, what you draw to fight the villain. And you know, other people, your co-op people are playing different heroes with different abilities, and you try to create a good composition and stuff like that. So it looks really good. They only asked, when I interviewed them, they only asked for like $40,000 for their Kickstarter, and when I was interviewing them, they had $810,000. Wow. So successful.
Like,
Kickstarter.
I was like, wait, they only asked for 40 and they got 810.
Yep. Well, and they still have like still have 20 days left to go on Kickstarter too.
Well, thanks. So, we only needed $40,000. Thanks for the million people.
I think he said they were funded within the first 7 minutes of their Kickstarter.
Wow.
And it just keeps going. And so definitely check that out. You could go to the Sweet Kicks with Bricks website or the Closet Geek website and listen to the most recent interview. So it was really
nice.
Good. But so that was about it for me. Possibly get some other gaming in. I got some Steam keys for some betas and stuff like that. So maybe I'll play and got some other beta keys. I have 3 or 4 different betas that I'm in, except Overwatch, which is the one I really wanted to be in.
Come on.
I know, right? But I got some other ones, and I might try those out and check them out. I know Mr. Lard in the chat room. He has the Overwatch. He's played and he streamed some Overwatch today.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah. But anyway, that was it for me for this week in Geek for me. So John, what'd you do geeky this week?
Not a whole lot. This month for the PlayStation Plus, one of the games that is available for free for the PlayStation 4 is called Helldivers. And it's a cross-buy, so it's also available on the PlayStation 3 as well. But it's a twin-stick shooter, but it's co-op. So you can have up to 4 players on the local screen. So it's not split screen. It's just your 4 players on the screen. And it's essentially Space Marines versus aliens. But what's fun is that it's like the friendly fire is on, so you can
kill your friend.
And of course, you gotta love dual stick. You know, people are like trying to figure out the controls, killing each other
all over.
You're
the
like,
place.
No, shoot them!
So
no,
it happens super easy. Yeah, it happens super easy to get killed by your teammates.
But I like that because it adds an extra dynamic.
Sure.
Because I remember playing Counter-Strike back in the day, and you had friendly fire turned on. I mean, that changed dramatically how you played. Because, you know, you couldn't shoot through your
friendly fire. I prefer the friendly fire. It really adds a, an additional...
I think it depends on the game. For Counter-Strike, it definitely worked, because once you die, you're dead and the round is over. But, you know, I thought it worked well for that. Some other games, I guess it just depends. But it does definitely makes it interesting when all of a sudden you shoot your friend in the head and not your opponent, and they're like, what are you doing?
Or my friend in the head, they start, he's dead.
Like you throw a grenade, and then, like, you know, your buddy runs out in front. You're like, stop! Boom!
Like,
oh!
Don't do it!
Or, like, what's really funny is that if you can call down, like, support pods, and it'll, like, launch, you know, and the pod can possibly kill people if it lands on them. Like, if you call down, like, the minigun doesn't differentiate between friend or foe. So you have to, like... have to drop to the ground and have it, like, you. And
I know what you're talking about. It was a Kickstarter.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a Kickstarter. There's something like that.
I mean, it was in development for a while, and I actually followed it well before it even released. And I kind of been watching, you know, I've been wanting to get a hold of it and play it, but I'm like, I have a really hard time buying games these days because I just have so little time that, you know, to buy something and then not be able to play it. I'm like, well, what's the point? So it was really cool when I saw that it was going to be as part of the PlayStation Plus free games this month. So I played a little bit of that. I also played a little bit of Duelist.
That was a Kickstarter. I can say that. I interviewed Keith on the show. So
Duelist is kind of a collectible card game in the vein of, like, Hearthstone, but rather than just simply, like, throwing cards at each other, the cards that you have summon the creature
or soldier.
And then the game is actually played out on, like, a tactical grid. You know, kind of like chess in a way, but that's what it is.
It's like chess, Final Fantasy Tactics, and Hearthstone meshed into one thing.
And, you know, it sounds kind of convoluted, but it works really well, and it's a lot of fun to play. And I have more fun playing Duelist than I ever had playing Hearthstone. Even when I lose, I still have a good time because it's fun to just, you know, see the creatures battle each other and stuff like that. So I played a little
bit of that. Well, and it's a 8-bit type graphic.
Yeah, and it's retro style,
very retro
bit graphics. So that's it, kind of, you know, that adds to the whole.
But the regular artwork that they have that they base the retro stuff off of is beautiful. Their artwork is fantastic. Yeah,
and you can can even get, like, the art book of the Duelist, and it just kind of shows a lot of the concept art behind all of the characters and the areas that you're playing in and stuff like that. And then I played just a little smidge of Guild Wars 2. I just kind of progressed my storyline one chapter, you know. So I just kind of went and played for about an hour and just kind of advanced my storyline just that little bit. Other than that, you know, I still am doing the mobile gaming. You know, Star Wars Uprising is the RPG, the mobile RPG that I've been playing. Galaxy of Heroes, the squad-based Star Wars game. I finally hit level 40 in that game, so it unlocked a new thing that you can do in the game called Galactic Battles, where it's basically like a progressive type where you take your squad, and usually when you take your squad and you go do battles, once you're done with, like, a particular battle, then everybody's health resets, and then you can choose to go on to the next battle. But in this galactic war mode, the health doesn't reset from battle to battle. And so, so you kind of take your five and you basically as far as you can go, and you know, as many battles as you can win before, then, you know, your bench has been eliminated and you don't have anybody else to draw from. And, so of course, you know, as you progress, the rewards get bigger and bigger. And so, that's kind of interesting aspect. The game kind of changed things up a little bit. I didn't put this down, but I also played a little bit of Star Wars Old Republic, which is the online MMO.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what came over me, but I haven't played that in a long time, but I just, maybe it's all these other Star Wars games that I've been playing.
That's right. It's a Star Wars hype that.
So I got on and played a little bit of that, and it's kind of funny because my son saw me playing at the and he's like, what are you playing this for? You know, because he knew I hadn't been playing it in such a long time. I was like, I don't know. I just kind of launched it and started playing it. And so now
sometimes it's fun to go back to the games we used to love.
And what's funny is that he kind of, has started playing it and he like created a new character and he's like almost level 20 already and
nice.
So he's like yeah, I got really sucked into it, so it's kind of funny. Other than that, I haven't done a whole lot of TV watching this past week.
I haven't done a lot either. I haven't watched this week's episode of Flash, but I watched last week's.
Yeah,
so.
I'm still a few episodes behind. I've got them recorded. I think the last Flash that I watched was I think the title of the episode was Enter Zoom. And
You're like four episodes behind. Four or five.
So, like almost six.
And like.
So you just barely got into the most recent season then.
Oh no! It's not the title of the story. The title of the episode is a little misleading because it's not like it's not the first episode.
Enter Zoom is like it's still like
it's like a month.
I really think it's only like it's only like four episodes
it's like a month
behind.
Old,
so,
but it's the episode where like. Flash's police girlfriend decides to move and he's all like heartbroken and all that kind of stuff. But that's kind of all. Well, I'm trying to remember if the Enter Zoom was before the crossover or after. The Arrow Flash crossover with the setting
after,
it was after? Oh,
after.
Okay.
After.
Well, then interesting. So I saw that, I watched the crossover with Flash and Arrow setting up the Legends of Tomorrow series.
Legends of Tomorrow.
And I'm at least like one or two episodes past the crossover. So I don't know. I don't know exactly where I'm at, but I'll have to figure it out and be in more detail.
Yeah.
But yeah, needless to say, I haven't really done much TV watching and I haven't read much either because I'm waiting for.
But you played more.
But I played
more games than you have before. I did order the next book of Brandis Anderson. So I ordered The Bands of Mourning. So that's on the way, but I also ordered Calamity, which is the third book in the Reckoner series by Brandon
Sanderson. That one just came out this past week.
So, both of those books will be here by Monday, and we'll read that. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to both of those. All right,
All right, Mike.
All right. Well, last Friday, I threw a text to the wife and said, "Hey, let's go out on a date." And I said, "You pick a film and we'll go to a film." And we get home and she's like, you want to go see Deadpool? And I was like, yes. and so we went out and saw Deadpool, laughed the entire time. It's all really, right. really a funny show. But the, what do they call them? It's not a teaser. It's at the very end of the credits. What are they?
Post-credit scene.
Stinger. Yeah.
Stinger. That's what they are.
It wasn't really like your traditional stinger, but we're watching the credits and I leaned over.
Well, John and I are not going to watch it. So why don't you just tell us what it is?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it because no, honestly,
cover your ears. Spoilers coming.
If you haven't seen it already, it's almost like Star Wars at this point in time.
What?
Those who are going to watch it have seen it. That's what I meant. So the stinger at the very end, I leaned over to Kathy and I said, "You know what? I bet you they're gonna do the Ferris Bueller's, you know, ending."
Oh.
Sure enough, it's get to the end,
go home.
Right? And
the movie's
all of a sudden,
over.
It's that white hallway, right? And I guffaw, like the whole everybody's so quiet, and I'm like, ha ha, I guessed it, and somebody like way on the other side of the IMAX theater is like, yeah, you got it, you know, because you know. Apparently they were, you know, obviously they think, oh yeah, he thought there was going to be something at the end, and there was. I'm like, of course there's going to be something at the end. It's a Marvel film, you know, even though it's not a Marvel film. But yeah, I completely called it. It was great where he comes out of, you know, he's like, what? You're still here? The movie's over. Yeah.
Go home.
Go on. And he's like, he's in the robe and everything, you know, and in his Deadpool mask and. And it's right, great, and then it's like it cuts out, and there's like two sentences on the screen, and it was only there for like maybe a second and a half, and so I didn't get to read the whole thing, but then he comes back and he's like, oh, you know, hey, might as well tell you, yeah, there's gonna be another Deadpool movie, and you know, we haven't cast anyone or really decided on a lot, but we do know that Cable's going to be in it, and so he basically dropped that Cable's going to be one of the characters, you know, one of the other superheroes or super characters.
I did read that Stephen Lang wants to play Cable, and I think that's
a perfect casting.
Hey, so, you know, it's...
Yeah, anyway.
Sometimes when you're proactive, it works in your favor. Sure. So,
what else?
But yeah, we had a good time. But,
good.
Yesterday, I did some LARPing, and it was kind of odd, because...
really? LARPing was odd? Newsflash!
What? Oh, get over yourself. All right, so... No, but you know, being the archer, you know, I'm much more of a support type character, and
rightfully so.
And okay, what does that mean?
Archers are always support characters. They're not tanks.
No,
they're not in the front line.
No,
but archers.
The people. I mean, like, we have this wonderful front line of pole arms and shields, and nobody was doing anything, and I was dropped more times that night than I was like, what is going on here? It's almost,
you guys are
awful. The NPCs were purposefully, there was two archers, and they were purposefully targeting us. They were coming after us with a vengeance. I was like, what is going on?
Okay, so your idea of odd is a night that you don't kick butt all night long.
Yep. That is,
all right,
that is very correct.
Just wanted to clarify. Because
honestly, you know, it was odd because, you know, usually I don't have all the NPCs come after me. Usually there's at least a decent defensive line to deal with the onslaught, but they just ran right through them. Like, there wasn't even anybody there. And I was like, oh, I'm dead. But it was lots of fun because
what happens when your tanks don't tank?
Yeah, the tanks weren't tanking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm getting dropped all the time, and somebody says, "Well, welcome to field combat," and I was like, "No, just because we're
I'm
out in the open and not in a hallway, does not mean there's not a front line to defend." Anyway, but it was a good time, good fun had by all. But most of my week has been catching up on my shows. So all my lunches and
all your anime,
and also just the Agent Carter, finally got caught up with that. You know, making sure I'm up to date with Arrow and Flash.
By the way,
and,
welcome. Welcome,
oh,
Ryan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome.
So.
Yeah, but.
Anything else, Mike?
No. No.
You didn't get any gaming in?
You know, I got maybe like 3 hours of gaming in at most. It's mainly because I'm just doing a lot of overtime for work. And so I've been, like I said, I've been doing most of my geek at lunch and trying to catch up on my shows.
Cool.
Welcome, Ryan.
Ryan, just in time to tell us what you did geeky this week.
Let's see. I've been playing lots of World of Warcraft. That's actually why I was late.
Oh, I got to finish this raid.
I was in a raid.
Oh, nice. Well, at least that's a good
geek excuse.
It's a good geek excuse. So how was the raid, and how did you get thrust into WoW?
One of their regulars was what dropped out, and nobody else was willing to go. And I said, well, I have a level 100, but his gear's not very good. And they're like, well, what is it? And I told them the specs, and they're like, well, that's okay. We'll just take you anyway, just to fill the spot.
We'll take you.
So they basically just, I basically just tried not to die.
Nice.
And so that was my role. I tried
How
not to die.
Were you?
I died once. That's pretty good.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I died twice, but the first time wasn't my fault. It was the tank's fault.
See? Bad tanks this week all around.
See?
Man. Bad tanks.
That's the title
of
the show.
Oh, bad tanks.
Bad tanks.
And
bad
then...
Tanks.
Bad tanks.
You know, I usually play the healer myself in MMOs.
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to put it in the show notes right now.
I finally caught up with all my Flash episodes. I watched like 8 episodes this week.
We were just talking
just
about
to catch up.
Yeah.
I haven't watched this week's, but
okay.
I'm caught up until.
Yeah,
I just double checked. I'm only 3 episodes behind.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's all right.
My next episode is the return of Reverse Flash.
Oh,
do you guys
have
any theories on who Zoom is?
Zoom is?
Because it's not Barry.
It's either.
No.
It's Wally.
Ooh. Wally?
Yeah, Wally West.
Wally West.
What?
Because that's
he's
another name
to,
for
yeah,
the Flash,
yeah,
right?
Wally West is another.
Yeah. But then
I obviously don't
of
know
Flash.
Enough.
There's
about
no
Flash.
Emotional investment in that character.
I guess.
And so it wouldn't be a big reveal to be just kind of like, eh.
Well, who do you think it is?
Well, I thought it was Barry. Not Barry.
I thought it was Barry too.
I thought it was Barry
yeah.
too.
It's not Barry. So
I was just waiting for it.
We know
to
it's not
Barry.
Barry
now.
Like,
oh,
so in the latest episode,
I
can't. There was a kind of a moment in the latest episode where it kind of led me to believe it's one character. I don't want to spoil it for you. It's not really a spoiler because they don't follow through on it because Zoom interrupts them and they do the Zoom thing, but. Interesting. There's another character that Zoom has holed up,
yeah.
And he's got a metal hat.
Has held,
and he can't talk.
Got a metal mask on.
But he does.
He was
this
like tapping
of the glass, which is a POW tapping code.
Yeah.
Was it like SOS or
no? He typed out J A Y.
Oh yeah.
And they're like
oh.
J. And take care. Yeah, he's on my Earth One. He starts freaking out like, no, you're not getting
it. He's like, no, I'm Jay.
It could be Jay, or Zoom could be Jay.
Oh, Jay. Wow.
Remind me who Jay is.
He's the Flash from Earth 2.
He's like the guy that came, like the very first Earth 2.
That would be kind of hard to be Jay Garrick, because Jay Garrick was obviously in two different places with Zoom. So maybe the real Jay Garrick is in the prison, and this doppelganger is coming over to figure out a way to help Caitlin steal the Speed Force.
Yeah, right, and give it to
with
you.
The velocity.
That would explain why he doesn't have his speed.
Why exactly?
Dying.
Because that's what he says. He says, "I'm dying because I took the velocity right. 6 that made me."
Yeah, it gave
me
an answer.
And that is very interesting.
So, those are my theories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it enough.
Walking Dead started.
Yep.
It was a great episode.
And
yes.
Was it?
It was very good.
I haven't
good.
Watched since, like, the second
Coral.
Episode.
Coral! Get in the house, Coral!
Yeah.
Coral, get in the house!
There's this little spoiler with Carl. See, that whole episode, the whole couple of scenes in Alexandria, is that the town they're in? Alexandria?
Sounds right.
That's the name of their town,
right.
Where the zombies, you know, the big church tower collapses over, knocks over the wall, and all the zombies come in, right?
Oh, nice.
Oh, sorry.
That was nice. Oh,
Is this a spoiler from last season?
No, honestly, I haven't watched since the third episode of season 2.
And so...
Yeah, so it's a... You can spoil
so anyway,
it all you want. I'm not a huge zombie fan.
That whole moment with the zombies and dressing up in the zombie guts again, like they did way back in season 1 or 2.
Right.
And it was a direct draw from the comics. That whole scene, walking through, and the kid freaks out, and they're like, did you get, it was so great. And they're like, there's like 6 of them, right, and they're all holding hands, walking through this giant mass of zombies, right, and wearing the guts, and then they have to be quiet, or else the zombies will get a clue onto them. And it's just, I don't want to spoil it, because it's a new episode, so there's probably a few people who watch it. You know, our 6 or 7 listeners might
but
be upset.
But it's pretty intense.
We have more than six.
As of right now, how many people are in the stream?
One. Oh, well, no, 6 people are not listening live. Right.
But
it was a great moment, straight from the comics, and they did it really well.
So apparently the new big bad guy for this season is like even worse than the governor was.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, absolutely. Negan.
Okay.
And,
Negan. That's right.
Is he from the comics?
Oh yeah. He's still in the comics. Actually, I just read the latest Walking Dead comic and I don't know if it's a spoiler, but he's been locked up in prison by Rick for a while, and Rick doesn't want to.
In the comic.
So, in the comic.
Yeah.
But that's after he does a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
In fact,
right.
In fact, a lot of people, if they follow the comic book on who dies and who lives, a lot of people will be upset. And Negan will be a very, very bad man.
Oh, okay.
Well, I would just like to reiterate, Mr. Lard in the chat room says, he counts as 6, right? Yes, you do, Mr. Lard. You definitely count as 6.
All right, good job.
You
way to hold your own.
We appreciate the typing in the chat room
that's
too.
Right. You fight for those 6 spots. You fight for them.
Yes. All right. Anything else, Ryan?
Nope.
Nope. That's it. All right. Well, let's go to the next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And not a lot, but of course, I put all the show notes in this week, and that's usually not what I do. And so John is usually better at finding show notes than I am. So I put stuff that I thought was interesting or that I came across.
I was working midnight shifts this week, and I just was not even aware of reality.
Well, we'll definitely – I'm sure we'll have – we usually end up talking a lot about just things.
Well, okay.
I
think the one thing that we – should discuss, because it's, you know, it's kind of the elephant in the room right now as far as superhero movies is concerned, and it's the success of Deadpool and how that's going to affect superhero movies going forward. Hugh Jackman has already stated that Wolverine 3 is going to be rated R. They've said that the X-Force movie that they want to work on is going to be rated R. You know, so, I mean...
Well, but it's interesting. Those are the typical... Like, I'm not too surprised about that, but, like, what James Gunn was saying...
I liked his comment.
He made some comments. He's like, I fear that people that... movie production studios are going to take the wrong thing from Deadpool, and they'll make all these raunchy, breaking the fourth wall movies that are just basically they're going to turn into the awful like Seth Rogen movies or something, like where it's just awful. Sorry, that was the first name that I
was thinking about. we're all confused. We're like, what?
But you know what I mean, like those comedy movies that are just completely awful. The
story, you mean like Zoolander 2. That's not Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but imagine
everyone hated Zoolander 2 so much.
Yeah. But imagine Zoolander 2, but
was
like
released?
Extremely rated R, like Deadpool.
Yeah.
So James Gunn was like, I'm worried that they're gonna make all these movies now that are gonna be awful when Deadpool, you know. I'm not going to see it, but I'm not going to deny that it's not successful, and I'm not going to deny that the writing was probably phenomenal because it
sure wasn't
like
formulaic. It was unique, and they all had a love of the movie, and they all came together, and they didn't want to compromise with what their ideas were, and they built something out of love, and they all enjoyed the characters, and they all really wanted to do this movie the way they wanted to do it, and it was successful because of the effort that they put into it, and because they weren't following a formula, they were just doing what they wanted to do. And I think that when the studio execs see the big money coming in from the weekends and thinking, oh, all these nerds just wanted rated R, well, let's just slap a rated R on everything.
That's not what we wanted. And just wanted it to be true to...
It's not the rated R. That's not what's drawing people to the see the movie. It's because it's, you know, it's quirky, funny, it's new, it's a different take.
It's fun because it's...
Only... And it stays true to who the Deadpool comic is.
Yeah.
And that's a big draw as well.
Essentially want is just make it... true to what the feel, the purpose, what the comics or content is. You know, it's the film was just it, like Ryan said, it felt like a bunch of friends got together and said, what can we do to make, you know, this what, you know, make this fun? How are we going to make this what we would want it to be?
So they
don't have to worry about impressing an executive. They don't have to worry about impressing a studio. You know, and in fact, the fact that 20th Century Fox pulled $7 million out of their budget at the last, you know, part of the filming just goes to show how much they were able to accomplish on such a tight budget. Because when you think about it, the budget of the film was only, what, $51 million? Which is like
58, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Well, that's what I was thinking, 51, because they pulled the 7 out. But anyway, you know, they accomplished...
Sure.
The same success with a quarter of the budget as some of these films out there.
Think about the amount of money that they put into making Wolverine Origins and how awful it was.
Right. Yeah.
That was an
awful
movie.
And
it had so much potential.
What's the latest one? What are all of them?
Wolverine.
It's just called Wolverine.
It's just called Wolverine.
That one wasn't very good either.
No.
It wasn't great, but it was a lot better than the first one.
Well, it's just not very good. And so if you take that movie and just make it rated R, it doesn't make a better movie.
No,
right. It doesn't make it better.
He
adds
some language and some violence.
Once again, it comes back to the writing, and that's why Deadpool was successful, because they had really good writers
and
for
they
the show.
The action scenes. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear that the cinematography is really good.
I loved the fact that they were able to create unique camera angles, and they took a slightly different perspective of the scenery, and you know, it really adds to the feel, where it feels like you were there enjoying it almost in a first person scenario sometimes, because of that occasional fourth wall break where it was almost like you were hanging with your friend, but he was doing everything and you were just kind of watching, you know, and so there was some very unique cinematography moments. And unfortunately, I don't think the film's going to be recognized for its technical accomplishment.
No.
But that's not made the movie for.
Yeah,
no, that's not what they're going for. Know, they're not going to win awards.
Well, you never know.
It'll open up doors for them, though.
Yes.
To make other movies.
Yeah. Well, I found it fun about all the memes that popped up around the internet. This was the first comic book character movie that was rated R, and everybody's like, what? And so there's this. Somebody made a post about that, like, right as the film was essentially coming out and being successful. And then all these rebuttals, essentially.
Right.
People were like, what about this film? What about Blade? What about Crow? What about Conan the Barbarian?
The Watchmen.
Everybody was just like, so many. You obviously are not doing your research.
Marvel Studios rated R film.
That's true. It is a first Marvel, right?
But it's not a Marvel Studios film.
It's not a Marvel Studios film, but it is a Marvel movie.
It is a Marvel Universe concept. But it can't be technically part of the Marvel Universe.
Because it's Fox.
Even though there were so many Easter eggs in the film that you're like...
It still has the Marvel stamp on it.
No, it doesn't. So.
Yeah, it
did not have the Marvel flip page at the beginning of the film.
It had
20th Century Fox.
Right.
I don't remember, you know, in...
The correct statement right there. You don't remember it.
I
guarantee you it was there, because legally it has to be.
Superhero stuff that we could definitely talk about. Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 started production this week, and so that's pretty exciting.
They've been kind of teasing some stuff.
They've been teasing photos.
I like
Star Wars, the little Groot on Drax's shoulder.
That was kind of cute. All right,
that was fun. Star Wars Episode 8 started production this week, so that's fun and exciting. But some other fun superhero stuff, specifically DC stuff this time. Netflix is now considering bringing a third season of Young Justice to Netflix because of the success that. Bringing season 2 to just for people, like, they had this like boom of people watching it, and so like, oh, maybe this is a show that people want to watch, so they're thinking of creating a third season and bringing
it. We sat and watched most of season 2 last week.
Young Justice, it's the coolest cartoon.
It was good. So go out and watch
and
it. Go to Netflix, watch Young Justice season 2 if you want to see a season 3.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So, and Mr. Lard said in another rated R comic book
Punisher.
How can we forget that?
It was an awful movie, that's why.
Yeah. Well, there were like three of them.
Yeah,
there's like
a few of them.
You know, I don't know. I liked Thomas Jane when he did that Laundry Day short video as the Punisher. Did you ever see that?
No.
That's so fun. You should watch it. Look it up.
Okay. YouTube it.
Another show that's coming is DC Superhero Girls, which it focuses on a lot of the DC superhero girls, but in high school, and they go to superhero high school, and there's going to be a bunch of other characters.
It's a cartoon, because
it's a cartoon.
Thank goodness.
It's a cartoon.
I can deal with that. don't they ever have, like, Superhero High with Kurt Russell? Remember that?
It's Sky High.
High, yeah.
And that movie.
That was a great movie. What are you talking about?
It actually was kind of fun, but it was silly.
It's supposed to be though. I think it was really fun. Of course, they have the main girl superheroes that they're going to focus on: Wonder Woman, Supergirl, Bumblebee, Poison Ivy, Harlequin, Katana, and someone else, Batgirl. And that's like the group of friends. And they all have their typical characteristics. So like Harlequin's going to be the class clown. Katana is the artistic one. Wonder Woman's the jock leader. Batgirl's the techie girl.
I don't even know who Bumblebee is.
Oh, I was right. Deadpool is not a Marvel Studios film.
No, you're right. It's not.
That's what I was telling you. I said the Marvel.
No, we weren't. But that's not what I was arguing.
We were just saying that it's a Marvel, has the Marvel stamp on there. Not studios, but Marvel.
That's not what I was arguing.
Well, then we were arguing for different points.
But they also are going to be launching a toy, obviously toys specifically the dolls that represent all these superheroes. So that's kind of fun for me because I have two, young daughters that love that type of stuff. And so I would totally support them playing with the DC superhero girls dolls and stuff like that.
Now,
so
speaking of
what?
Like new series coming, have you guys seen anything about the new Lego Star Wars TV shows that are coming out? There's a couple of them.
I've heard of them.
One of them is called The Resistance Rises, and you can actually go on YouTube and see like the first. I think The Resistance Rises is going to be a collection of shorts, there is an actual series called The Freemaker Adventures. It's Lego Star Wars The Freemaker Adventures, and The Freemaker Adventures is basically all about like new characters, but it takes place in the Star Wars universe. And that was some of the toys that they showed at the toy fair this past week were Lego sets based on the Freemaker Adventure series. And so they're both coming to Disney. Disney XD is the channel they're coming to, you just started talking about like new animated shows coming out, and it just kind of reminded me of something else that I.
But speaking of Lego Star Wars stuff, and Mega Bloks, which is essentially Legos in just a different name, but they are releasing Destiny themed.
Yeah, I
Mega
was excited
Bloks.
About that. I'm like, woo!
That's cool. All the ships and stuff.
Mega Bloks does the dip.
They did Halo.
Halo
and
they've
Call
done.
Of Duty.
They've done like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So they do like
they do a lot of licensed stuff.
The other stuff that Lego doesn't want to touch.
Transformers.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, some of the Destiny stuff looked pretty cool. I was looking at it.
You should buy Kyle. The spaceship one, since he's really big into
Destiny. He streams it all the time, but I thought it was interesting that they were saying that the Destiny minifig is one of the most highly detailed minifig that they've done so far, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So we'll have to check it out when they come out.
Hmm. Definitely cool. Well, like we said, it was light on news, but now let's get to geeky trivia. Since we talked a lot about superheroes today, we are going to do name this person, but it name their real identity, not their superhero, but what is their real name?
Okay, so you're gonna give us their superhero name, and we have to give you their.
I will name the superhero.
Their secret identity.
You name
essentially
the secret identity.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. I need to get
this Marvel and DC.
This is superheroes.
You can have a choice. Do you want Marvel or DC?
Why not?
You're the moderator.
Match.
Yeah. You're the moderator.
Well, I could do both if you want both. All right. Yeah. I just have to get your scorecards ready. Let me All right. We'll start with a few Marvel ones. You guys ready for this? All right, and chat room, if you know them, please join in and shout out your answers.
Bob Barker.
All right. So it's obviously some of them will be pretty easy, but some may not. All right. Let's start with Angel.
William Warren the third. Warren Worthington the third.
John.
I couldn't spit it out. I just let John finish.
Warren Worthington the third. WWE. All right. What is Sabretooth's name?
Oh.
I know his name.
It's Cade or something like that. Oh.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, it's something like that. What is it, Barry?
Victor
Creed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang it. Yeah.
All right. Shadow Cat.
Oh, crap.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
I'm totally drawing a blank.
Wait.
I just have to say, Mr. Lard got Victor Creed, by the way.
Why am I drawing a blank? I know her.
My gosh.
The answer is Kitty Pryde.
So retarded.
We are rusty.
Yep.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh. That's okay. If you're rusty, I'm non-existent, so.
Oh, I'm sorry,
don't
Mike.
Don't worry. I might get one.
There you go.
I can't believe
okay.
I
Cyclops.
Scott Summers.
Scott Summers. Dang it.
Ryan. You got the Scott, Mike. You got the Scott. All right. Since the name is already
Peter
said
Parker.
Already in the Punisher.
Castle.
Nick Castle. John Castle.
No. Steve Castle. No. John.
Sorry, you guys are saying Castle, and I'm like Richard Castle.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Wrong
Castle. Show. Or wrong character.
Oh, come on.
I said Castle first.
You did not. Frank.
Frank Castle.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you each get a half point.
Don't even get me
a half a point. All
right, Nightcrawler.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. John.
Kurt Wagner.
Wagner. Yeah. All right, how about Deadpool?
Wade Wilson.
Good job, Mike.
Well, I said it before he did, though.
Oh, come on now. Not in my stream.
Ooh, I got your stream right here.
All right. My photo of the DC ones are too small. I can't see that.
Let's zoom.
All right. We're gonna stick with Marvel.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Spider-Man.
Peter Parker.
John.
Ryan to John.
Slightly.
John.
Ryan to John. All right. How about Ghost Rider?
I have no idea.
Nicolas Cage.
I should give you mine.
Yeah.
Really
wasn't that rated R?
Devil guy. He's like
no, it wasn't.
Devil guy. What's his?
Well,
like
I don't know what his name.
Writer.
Is.
Johnny Blaze.
Now I recognize it.
All right. Captain America.
Steve.
Rogers. Steve Rogers.
Mark Ryan. Oh, Steve Rogers.
Steve, I wasn't going to say it, but then he drew a blank.
I love it. All right. Let's see if you guys know this one. Black Bolt.
Wow. No. I don't know.
No, I don't think I know his name.
Real name.
Blackagar Boltagon.
Okay.
That's apparently a dumb name.
Apparently, that's. I know, right?
So his superhero name is an abbreviation of his real name.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess so. All right. You probably wouldn't know that one, so I won't say that.
How do you know?
Dazzler. I know the characters, but I don't know there's.
Yeah.
Is it like Dennis or something?
It's close to that. That sounds right. No.
What is it, Mary?
Allison Blair.
I knew that.
Okay. All right.
I watched the silly, like, 80s music video with Dennis.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah.
Like the New Mutants? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Gambit?
Dang it. Remy LeBeau.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Man. Nice.
Good job.
I had to dig deep for that one.
Juggernaut.
Marcus Kane.
Oh, I'll give it to you. Kane Marco.
Kane Marco, okay.
I'll give that one to you. All right. Iron Fist.
Danny Ray.
Close. That's
I know.
So close.
I know it's something like that. Denny Trejo. No.
Danny Rand. Grease.
Man. All right. Dang it.
All right. What is Cable's name?
Oh gosh, Summers. His last name is Summers. First name is, what's his first name?
Brian? Peter? I don't know.
I don't know. Summers is, Logan. I don't know.
Nathan, yeah.
Dang it.
All right, Colossus.
Peter Rasputin.
That is correct, John.
See, some, I don't know all why, right, but some I could just whoop right off the top of my head.
Dr. Octopus.
Octavius. Peter Octavius.
It is Octavius, isn't it?
Is his last name.
I can't think of what his first name is.
Otto.
Whatever.
All right. How about Daredevil?
Matt Murdock.
That is correct, Ryan. Quick on the draw. Phoenix.
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey is correct. Ryan. Miss Marvel.
Isn't that Jean Grey as well? No, Miss Marvel
Danvers.
Is the one that... Yeah.
Carol Danvers is correct.
Yeah,
Ryan.
She's the one that Rogue pulled, sucked her flying
power. Hey, good
power.
Job, Michael.
Yes.
Yay.
Michael made a comic book reference.
Hey.
you know, the 80s comics.
All right. Let us go. Can you tell me Psylocke's name?
Carol.
No.
Who is it?
Usanagi.
She used to be British.
Yes, yes.
Well, she was, yeah, but then she, yeah.
She got transformed.
By Apocalypse, I think, right?
She was one of the horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Dang, what's her name? What, I know.
Her name is Elizabeth Braddock.
Yeah, because Braddock, that's the...
That's Captain Britain. Yeah.
Yeah. Her sister. Oh, okay.
Oh, and he was on it, too. Good job. All right, I'll give you two more. All right. How about, let's do an easier one. Kingpin.
Whatever you, don't say his name. Whatever, but, oh my gosh.
I'm watched.
I know, right?
We all watched it.
Yeah, I know, we all watched the Daredevils. Gosh.
Why can I not think of his name?
I don't know. I can't think of it for some
reason.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Lard beat us all.
What did what is it?
Wilson Fisk?
Wilson Fisk! Jesus!
Yeah.
God.
Yeah,
good job, Lard. We, for some reason, we're all stumped.
Yeah. All right.
Silly.
How about Moon Knight?
Oh, God. No,
I have no idea.
I know who's the character, but...
Hold on. Mr. Lard, you know it. Put in the chat.
Go Googly. All
right. His name is Mark Spector.
Okay. Yeah, I recognize the name.
Yeah.
She said it.
I think I got...
But never as popular.
Well, we need to keep going because John and Ryan are tied.
I might steal the next one.
That's right. You're still number two at this point.
Who does number two work for?
Number two work for?
All right. Can you tell me Red Skull's name?
Von
Trier.
Something, nope. Isn't it?
What is it? I forget.
His name is Johann Schmidt.
Dang it.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Hawkeye.
Clint Barton.
Ah!
Clint Barton is correct. And Ryan is the winner of Geeky Trivia.
Nice, Ryan. Man.
Good job, man.
I am not Mr. a comic Lard. Book geek.
If Mr. Lard, if you were here, I would call you the winner because he got Schmidt too for Red Skull. So
Google does not count.
Oh, come on! Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's doing awesome. All right, well, that's it for the Closet Geek. Thank you, everyone, for joining us live. Everyone in the chat room, that's awesome, and everyone that is,
yeah.
Well. Mr. Lard counts as six, and other people. But thank you for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find out all our information at theclosetgeek.net. And we do have some information and some news to let you know. So due to scheduling and life and just things that are going on, we have decided as members of the Closet Geek that we are going to go to a bi-weekly show instead of an every week show. Just because that is more, it's convenient for everyone. Other people have other things going on, but we are still going to be there bi-weekly, and we'll have even more to talk about with 2 weeks of information. But I just want to let you know that if you feel you still need every week of the Closet Geek, I myself will start streaming on Thursday nights every other week playing games. So whether that's and
leave that for a great opportunity for friends of the show to come and play games with me, depending on the game. And if one of the brothers, other Four Horsemen of Geek, happen to be available, they can play games with me too. But we want to just provide, at least have that extra content for you guys. And we want to thank all of our listeners for supporting us. We've been doing this for over 2.5 years, but, you know, just because life sometimes throws you a curveball, you need to backtrack a little bit. And so we're going to go to a bi-weekly for the podcast, and every other week we'll do some Twitch game streaming. So thank you so much for everything, and please don't join us next week because we won't be here because we're... I'm so used to saying that. But you can join me next week as I stream live on Twitch for some gaming. But join us on our next show of the podcast, definitely. And remember to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs. Or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.